Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I'm so glad you're here today. I want to start by saying something really important. If you're watching this because your child's eating has become a worry, if mealtimes feel scary instead of nourishing, if you're seeing weight loss or severe food restriction, I want you to know that you are not alone, and you are absolutely doing the right thing by seeking information and support. The Magic Book and I have been learning so much about how children develop their relationship with food, and today I want to share some really important insights with you. This is a conversation rooted in compassion, in understanding, and in hope. So let's talk about what's happening when a young child, around ages 4 or 5, begins eating only a very small number of foods and is losing weight. First, I need to say this clearly. This is not your fault. You did not cause this. The research is absolutely clear on this point. Parents do not cause eating challenges in their children. What we're often seeing in these situations is something called ARFID, which stands for Avoidant Restrictive Food Intake Disorder. Now, I know that sounds clinical and maybe even scary, but stay with me, because understanding what's happening is the first step toward getting the right help. ARFID is different from typical picky eating. Many young children go through phases where they prefer certain foods or refuse new things. That's completely normal development. But ARFID is when a child's food restriction becomes so severe that it affects their health, their growth, their energy, and their ability to participate in normal childhood activities. Research from children's health experts shows that ARFID can develop in children as young as 3 or 4 years old. It affects at least 3% of school-age children, and those numbers are rising as more families and doctors learn to recognize the signs. Here's what's so important to understand. ARFID isn't about body image or wanting to lose weight. That's what makes it different from other eating challenges. Instead, children with ARFID might be experiencing one of three things. Some children have what's called sensory-based ARFID. These are often children who experience tastes, textures, and smells much more intensely than other people. They might be what researchers call supertasters. Certain foods might feel overwhelming or even painful to them. It's not that they're being difficult. Their sensory system is genuinely struggling. Other children develop trauma-based ARFID. This can happen after a choking episode, or after experiencing stomach illness, or even as a response to medical treatments that caused nausea. Their body has learned to associate eating with danger or discomfort, and they're protecting themselves the only way they know how. And some children have what's called lack of interest ARFID. They simply don't feel hungry very often, they get full very quickly, and food just isn't interesting to them. This isn't willful behavior. It's how their body and brain are wired right now. The National Center for Biotechnology Information has published research showing that the most effective approaches focus on reducing conflicts and bad feelings around food and helping children develop positive associations with eating. Pressure and force don't work. In fact, they often make things worse. Here's what the experts at Children's Health want you to know. They say, and I'm quoting directly, "Many parents think I must have caused this to happen, but you are not the cause." Isn't that such an important message? You are not the cause, and you can absolutely be part of the solution. When a child is eating only 3 foods and losing weight rapidly, this requires professional support. This isn't something to wait and see about. Early intervention makes such a tremendous difference. The research shows that children whose eating challenges are addressed promptly have significantly better outcomes in nutrition, growth, and overall well-being. Treatment for ARFID typically involves a team approach. Child psychiatrists, psychologists, therapists, dietitians, and sometimes occupational therapists or speech therapists all work together. The goal isn't to force a child to eat. The goal is to understand what's making eating difficult for this particular child, and then to gently, gradually help them expand what feels safe and comfortable. Treatment might include individual therapy to address any anxiety or past trauma, family therapy to reduce mealtime stress and help everyone feel more confident, meal therapy, where children are introduced to new foods one tiny step at a time, with no pressure, and parent education to give you the tools and understanding you need to support your child at home. The beautiful thing that research has shown is that children with ARFID can and do get better with the right support. They learn to try new foods. They develop healthier relationships with eating. They grow and thrive. Now, I want to share something from the magic book with you. We have a story called The Center Where Hearts Are Heard. In this story, Ethan and Sophia discover a magical place where worried feelings bloom into solution flowers. They learn that every problem has many creative answers waiting to be found, and that sharing worries with trusted helpers leads to discovering those solutions. While this story doesn't specifically talk about eating, it carries such an important message for families navigating any challenge. It teaches children that it's okay to have worries, that sharing those worries is brave and wise, and that when we ask for help, we find answers we couldn't see on our own. After you read this story with your child, you might talk together about how sharing concerns with trusted helpers, like doctors and therapists, can lead to finding solutions that make things better. You're modeling for your child that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. If your child is struggling with severe food restriction and weight loss, you need professional evaluation and support. Start with your pediatrician. They can rule out any medical causes and refer you to specialists who understand ARFID. You are not alone in this. Thousands of families are navigating similar challenges. There are evidence-based treatments that work. There are caring professionals who specialize in helping children develop healthier relationships with food. Your child is not broken. They're not being difficult or manipulative. They're experiencing something real and challenging, and with the right support, they can absolutely move through this toward health and well-being. And you, dear parent, you're doing exactly what you should be doing. You're noticing. You're seeking information. You're preparing to get help. That's not just good parenting. That's beautiful, loving, protective parenting. The magic book whispers this truth. Every child deserves to feel safe and nourished. Every parent deserves support and understanding. And every challenge, no matter how difficult it feels right now, has pathways toward healing and hope. If you're looking for more support and gentle stories that help children process worries and build confidence, you'll find them in the Book of Inara. We're here for you, always. With so much love and starlight, Inara.